We consumers are the big bank's best friend. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. U.S. banks will be in focus this week as the biggest of these financial institutions report profits for the last quarter of 2019. The numbers come as banks are finding it tougher to make money trading financial instruments or lending to businesses. Marketplace's Justin Ho has more.
Over the last few years, the business of lending out money has been pretty profitable for banks. Hillary Kramer of Kramer Capital Research says banks have consumers to thank for that.
Consumer loans have driven the banking sector's growth.
And that's likely to continue in an economy where unemployment is at record lows and wages are inching up, says Gerard Cassidy at RBC Capital Markets.
So this gives the incentive to consumers to borrow more and to go out and spend their money.
But while banks are earning more from consumer loans, other banking businesses like trading and investment have seen layoffs. Bloomberg reported that major banks around the world announced plans to shed almost 80,000 jobs in 2019, the highest level in 4 years. Cassidy says as trading technology has grown more sophisticated,
you just don't need as many traders, and as a result, there's headcount reductions.
Over 80% of those bank layoffs happened in Europe, where banks have had to deal with declining growth, negative interest rates, and also lighter regulation. Karen Petru at Federal Financial Analytics says European regulators weren't as quick to force banks to rein in risky lending.
And that just erodes earnings and ultimately forces banks to take much worse losses than they would if they took immediate action.
Banks have enjoyed a much stronger economy in the U.S., but as banks have digitized and fewer people are visiting physical locations, some bank branches are closing, says Nate Tobik at Complete Bank Data, and that could mean more layoffs.
With traffic down, you just don't need as many staff in the same office.
And with banks relying more on consumer loans, Tobik says banks are opening up more loan offices. Those don't require as many employees as a full branch. In New York, I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.
You're always sending me down to the market, where we find the FTSE in London is up 0.1%. Here, Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are all down about 0.2%. And this number, $1.02 trillion, that's how much more money the federal government spent than it took in last year. The last time a full-year deficit was above a trillion was in 2012, when the feds were doing a lot of deficit spending to boost things after the Great Recession. The Seattle City Council has voted to ban most political spending by what are termed foreign-influenced corporations. The ban will likely also apply to the political spending of Amazon, this despite that company being based in Seattle, because the measure covers businesses substantially owned by foreign investors. Marketplace's Andy Euler's on the story. Andy, what is the concern here?
So Seattle City Council President Lorena Gonzalez has said that she's worried about foreign money making its way into local politics there. She says this measure is going to close a loophole because foreign individuals and foreign-based entities are already banned from making contributions in United States elections. She says this legislation says businesses that are 1% or more foreign-owned can no longer spend through political action committees or independently on races.
Now, the city council mentions foreign involvement in the 2016 U.S. presidential race as a factor. The council hasn't accused Amazon or any company of spending in Seattle elections to advance foreign interests, but that company is the elephant in the room.
Yeah, Amazon started getting involved in Seattle politics in earnest in 2018. They were objecting to a per-employee tax on high-grossing companies. And the company endorsed certain council candidates in November's district elections, too. Now, we asked Margaret O'Mara, a history professor at the University of Washington, for some context, and she told us that bills like this speak to larger issues in Seattle and in the U.S. more generally.
In a way, Amazon's growth has really become a shorthand for broader anxieties about how Seattle is changing and really how the state of the American economy, which is increasingly unequal.
Now, some other places have passed something like this, including St. Petersburg, Florida, but Seattle is the largest city to do it, and you can probably guess that a court challenge would not be a surprise.
Marketplace's Andy Euler, thank you. Democrats will hold their seventh presidential debate tonight at Drake University in Iowa. Six candidates will be on the stage. To get there, they had to raise a lot of money from lots of donors. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer has more on the fundraising and the strategies.
Democratic presidential hopefuls are competing fiercely for votes and donors. Ann Ravel is a former chair of the Federal Election Commission. She says all this
causes candidates to be more extreme, to be able to bring in certain supporters who will contribute to their campaigns.
Together, Democratic candidates raised more than President Trump in the last quarter of 2019, led by Bernie Sanders, with more than $34 million. But Trump has saved up a huge war chest. The Democrats are spending big just to get noticed. Daniel Wiener of the Brennan Center for Justice says at this point in her campaign, Hillary Clinton was spending about 90 cents of every dollar she raised.
But what you're seeing this year is that several of the candidates, particularly Joe Biden, are actually spending more than they're taking in.
Wiener says all that fundraising and spending will almost certainly make this the most expensive U.S. presidential election ever. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.
And fans of retro tech, this is for you. As of today, Microsoft will no longer support Windows 7, meaning if you're expecting security updates or other tweaks and fixes for that operating system launched in 2009, you are so out of luck, as they say. You can pay 139 smackers to upgrade the software if the computer is new-ish. If the unit is older, Microsoft suggests buy a whole new machine that runs Windows 10. Microsoft didn't mention competing operating systems, but you know they exist. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.